bringing the community in Madeira Beach together. On Saturday afternoon, a yellow school bus full of paper towels, water, bird cages, and dishwashing liquid is ready to depart to the Panhandle to help with the oil spill cleanup. And community members keep dropping off more donations at the benefit concert. All of this happens because organizer Jerry Hawk decided to start a month-long fundraiser instead of yelling at the television screen.
Just thought it was a good idea. Thought it was a good idea for our community because oftentimes the birds are overlooked and the wildlife is overlooked. But really that's what makes our community, isn't it? We thought we'd try and get ahead of the ball game, be proactive instead of sit back and wait for it to happen. And that's kind of what we're doing.
Hawk knows how important clean waterways are. He grew up on the beach, and he lives with his family here.
Everybody, it's been a huge turnout. Everybody that comes up has been donating everything you see out there. We had a gentleman come up and hand us a check for $500 for donation. Turnout's been fabulous.
Hawk says he is only as good as his team of helpers. One of them is speaker and author Gary King, who owns the school bus. He says he wants to help with the cleanup, but he also has another reason.
That bus is all about addressing the problems in the public schools. That's why it has the messages it has on the side of it. Real winners are honest, and your character is our future. The idea is to get that on every school bus in the United States, and there's 480,000 of them.
Hawk says this fundraiser builds character and fosters positive behavior because they get community support.
People would pull up and just dump stuff off and leave because we're offering to give them food, give them drink if they just donate. But they feel helpless. And when society feels helpless, it's bad. So if they feel better by giving some water or giving something, it's great. That's what we want. That's what volunteerism is all about, I think.
Organizers say they want to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And they also want to inspire others to donate even if the oil spill is not in their backyard yet. For a month, customers at the Latitudes restaurant have seen a bottle of dishwashing liquid on their table, and Hawk says they have the choice to donate it to the Sanco Seabird Sanctuary.
So this little girl comes up to one of the servers and says, she's got a $20 bill. She goes, I want to buy a bottle of Dawn. So the server goes, good, I'll be back with your change. She goes, you don't understand. I want to use my allowance to buy all the Dawn I can. This kid donated the whole $20 to buy Dawn for the environment. And if we can catch them at that age when they're that young, then they're going to be responsible when they get older.
To donate more items, contact the Latitudes restaurant in Madeira Beach. For more information about the oil spill, check out wmnf.org/news. Reporting for WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka in Madeira Beach.